Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of the Mum and Mama podcast, brought to you as always by Golding Accountancy. We are golding.com. Hi, how are you? I have exciting news. So, the lovely Stu Whiffin called me last week and to tell me that there is a podcast show going on at the Design Centre in Islington in London. And Pod Bible, which is the magazine that he, Scroobius Pip and Adam do, they have a podcast. And he said we're doing a live podcast at the conference and we want to get a couple of people on to talk about their podcast and we'd really like you to do it. So it's on the 25th of May. Tickets are on sale. I'm very excited but also quite nervous. I'm going to be on stage with Rich Wilson and Josh Weller, who are both previous guests of mine. If you haven't listened to their podcast, then I highly recommend you do because they are hilarious. So yeah, I'm basically going to be on stage with two comedians. So at least I'll have a laugh, I thought. But yeah, so if you're coming, come and say hi. Or I mean, it looks really good. There's loads of people talking. Have a little look online. I'll tell you what the... I just googled podcast show, but yeah, it's basically called The Podcast Show London. So yeah, there's lots going on. So yes, that's exciting. But this week I was joined by the lovely Emma, who is Mrs. Funkcase, who set up a wig company. And basically it's gone mental, and I just was really genuinely interested to find out how she did it. And so she told me. So enjoy this, and I'll see you in a bit.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Work. Wonderful.
Yes.
A lot of people just start clapping.
Yeah, that's what I was like, wait, do I just...
Yeah. Because they're really excited to be in the podcast.
I'm like, yay!
Yeah, yay! Oh, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Emma from Hazel Wigs.
Yes.
So I, of course, spoke to your lovely other half.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember when I did it now. It was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? But I just edited it yesterday, and I was like, oh, I'm talking to you today.
How exciting.
So where are you from? Because you're not from England, are you?
No, I'm from the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like near Rotterdam. I don't know if you've heard of it, but yeah.
I have heard of Rotterdam. I've not been there. I've been to Amsterdam.
Of course, Amsterdam.
Of course.
Used to go there all the time. Yeah.
Is it very close by?
It's not too bad. Maybe an hour and a half on a train. Yeah. So,
okay, yeah. That's good. Do you go back a lot? I mean, I know obviously COVID, but yeah. Do you get back quite a lot to visit?
I try, yeah. I do try. My sister's coming over in a month, just so we can go to London. And yeah, my family tries to come over a lot and I try to go back. So that's good. It's not too far. It's like an hour on a plane.
It's
so it's really not bad.
Yeah. How was it during lockdown then? How long did you not go there for?
Yeah, it was pretty awful. I mean, I think I hadn't seen anyone for like a year and a half, like 2 years-ish.
Yeah.
Thank God for FaceTime, obviously. Yes. But I remember at one point you could fly over, but you'd still have to go in quarantine. And I was like, What's the point? Like, I don't want to go over and then I can't see anyone.
Yeah.
But they, then I guess I was exempt because I hadn't seen my family for so long. And they were like, you know, you're all right. You don't have to quarantine. And
okay.
I just went straight over.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
So how long have you lived here for?
Like, officially, I think 4 years.
Okay.
I mean, I've obviously visited, like, on and off. Because I've been with James for 6.5 years now, so.
Oh, okay. So you didn't meet here then?
No, in Amsterdam.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
So you came for him rather than work?
It was kind of both because I went to uni. I went to the university down here.
Oh, okay.
So that's when I moved here. So, yeah.
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 What did you do at uni?
Graphic design.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm doing something completely different now, but
yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
yeah.
How did the company come about? Have you always been interested in?
No, not, I mean, I've always had like really creative hair and like really colorful, but I never in a million years like expected myself to do something like this. It was just, I remember I was in uni and obviously it's quite difficult to work next to uni.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to start on Depop. I don't know if you've heard of Depop.
Yeah.
Just kind of to sell my old clothes and I had some wigs lying around and they sold really, really quick. And I was like, oh, there's a market for this. And then I just kind of, I mean, it started off a bit silly. I'll just like buy wigs off of eBay or whatever and just resell them. And then I was like, don't really like this, feels a bit scammy. So then I just kind of started learning how to like cut and style wigs. And now I just like make my own wigs pretty much, like color them and like cut them. And it's really good.
Right, I have a lot of questions.
Yeah,
so,
hit me.
Why did you have wigs lying around? Like, I've got wigs for fancy dress. So
exactly.
I have got a few,
yeah.
But they're just like the cheapest, shittiest,
oh.
Worst. Because it will be like, I need to go to a party. What's the cheapest?
Yeah. Like the really shiny ones.
You can't brush them. I don't know. What are they made out of?
Probably a really crappy synthetic material. Do you remember where you got them from, or?
Well, it would have been probably eBay or Amazon.
Claire's.
Yeah, just it's just
they're
shit.
Awful. Yeah.
So why did you have wigs that weren't that bad?
Just luck, I guess. I don't
did
even
you wear
remember.
Them?
Yeah, like I don't even remember where I got them from, but I'll just wear them once for like Halloween or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they're completely fine still. And
yeah.
I just knew I wasn't going to use them anymore, so.
So they were kind of like, not novelty wigs, but not like
real hair proper, you know.
Oh, no, no, no. No, they were cheap wigs. Yeah. They were just, like, a good quality cheap wig, I guess. So, yeah, I sold them for, like, next to no money. But, yeah, that's kind of how it all started.
So then what did you do? Were you just sourcing wigs to kind of buy and sell, yeah, basically?
Yeah, from all over the place. Just kind of, I'll just do a lot of research and I just get them from, like, everywhere. I think mainly eBay back then.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have, like, I have my own suppliers now.
Okay.
So they just sent me the hair, pretty much, like the synthetic material. And then I kind of cut and style everything and dye them sometimes. I do commissions as well now, so.
Oh my God, so how did you learn? Because I wouldn't know where to begin.
Just, I mean, I've ruined a lot of wigs. I mean, I just kind of did my own thing and most of the time it didn't really work out. And then every now and then I'd find something that did and I was like, oh, like, this is cool. Like, yeah, I used, like, that dye that you use to dye your clothes. I think you use, yeah, it for, like, tie-dye and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I started experimenting with. That works really well.
Oh, I mean, really?
Yeah.
But then I suppose it's because it's not, then I'm assuming you don't get real hair wigs.
No.
Because it's synthetic.
Yes, but it's, like, yeah, a really good quality. Like, that's really, yeah, important, yeah, to me, that it's a high quality. Yeah. You can even, like, use heat on them. You can straighten them.
Wow.
You can do everything with them, yeah. So they're really good quality.
So how do you make a wig? What do you stick it? Do you get, like, a cap and then put the, yeah, hair on it, kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, you can, like, sew it in. So, yeah, like, I get, like, sort of, I don't know how to explain, like, extensions, like, you know, like the clip-in extensions that you can, yes, sort of put around your head. I get those but without the clips, and then, yeah, you just sort of sew them in, and that's how you do it. Yeah.
So there's lots of time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is definitely a full-time job. Like, I don't, yeah, know what the weekend is, you know, but it's because I enjoy it so much. It's just, and I do it really quick now because I've done it for years. So
yeah,
it's good.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
So what kind of do you do when you started off?
Yeah.
Was it more to look natural, like the hair styles? Do you know what I mean? Like they're more kind of natural.
No.
Wear.
No, actually, that was at a later point, but I started off with, like, Halloween-y cosplay wigs. I was,
okay,
really interested in, like, the bright colours, and so they wouldn't, like, necessarily look natural, but people would buy them for Halloween or, like, cosplay events, stuff like that. And I still love doing that, but I just do a bit of both now, so I've got a lot of natural-looking wigs as well.
So do you make all of them now? Or
yeah.
Or do you still kind of... Yeah.
Yeah, or I customize them, so I, like, add colors to it, but I cut and style every single one of them. Yeah.
Wow. And how many people do you get wanting you to make their, like, to customize them?
Quite a lot. I mean, I get multiple emails every day, but I just kind of pick the ones that I like. Because if I don't like the idea, then I'm not going to enjoy doing it, so...
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of, it's almost like, you know, a tattoo artist, where,
yeah,
you know, they open their diary and they just get loads of emails and then they just pick the ones they like the most.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I do.
What kind of thing do you like doing?
I really like, highlights, like black highlights, and I just like... really creative ideas that kind of challenge,
yeah,
me as well, but yeah, it just it kind of depends. I like the most colorful ideas. They're really fun to do, so yeah.
What kind of events and stuff do people want the wigs for? Have you done, like, a wedding?
Maybe. I don't know. So a lot of the time, like, I get quite a lot of people with alopecia or people,
okay,
who have gone through chemotherapy, which is just,
yeah,
that's really, like, wonderful. I think that's so beautiful that people come to me to, you know, get wigs done.
Yeah.
And I think quite a lot of people, because I'm super busy in October, like, October is insane to me because,
yeah,
of Halloween. But I've noticed during lockdown, a lot of people just like to... sort of dress up and experiment with makeup, and then, you know, they just like, if they do a pink makeup theme, they just like to wear a pink wig with it. And yeah, so I was pretty busy during lockdown. I think that's kind of when it kicks off, because everyone's stuck inside, and
someone else had a business that really took off during lockdown, because it was something that you wear. Oh, that's really going to bug me now, because I can't remember what it was. But that's, it has done really well for some people, hasn't it? Lockdown.
Absolutely. But then the downside to that is that I've noticed it's a little bit more quiet now.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, what am I doing wrong? I felt so bad. But then I started looking at other small businesses, and they were all the same. They were all going through the same stuff. So.
And especially at the moment.
Makes sense.
Everything's gone a bit crazy, hasn't it, price-wise?
Yeah,
so
yeah. Everything is so expensive.
I think anything that's kind of seen as a luxury is going to be the first thing to go on.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
So when did you start doing all this?
Oh, I started, I think, 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Okay.
But it was really, like, I would sell, like, one wig a week. It wasn't a big thing, it was just kind of a side thing, and then started doing like a little bit better, and then during lockdown it just sort of peaked, it just went crazy. I became a top seller, so I was on Depop, and there's about, I think, 20 million users worldwide, and I was in the top 100 worldwide, like, a lot of the time.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Yeah,
it was just insane.
Wow, how did you do all that on your own?
Just a lot of passion and just loving what I do.
How long does it take you to do? I mean, I know obviously they're all different, but roughly how long does it take to do a wig?
Like you said, it completely depends. If it's just one color, then that's like, I do that within 10 minutes. That's super easy.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was going to say it takes hours.
It can take hours. When I do commissions, it can take like half a day. But I get so in the zone, and I just get so excited, and it just doesn't feel like I'm working.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
What? So how many, at your height, how many were you selling? Like a day?
20.
Jesus.
Yeah, like... Yeah, about 20. I think during Halloween, and I had to hire other girls because it was so crazy. Like, I needed help. Yeah, and I've still got some girls working for me now. They just do like my social media stuff like that.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like I'm too old for social media. I don't get it.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 26. I feel old.
I was going to say, you look really young, but that's because you are really young.
Don't feel like it.
Social media is a full-time job.
Oh,
It's a full-time job.
Like, people underestimate it.
I do actually do it as a job, but not very well. I work for my friend and he moans at me. But doing the social media for the podcast, oh my God, it's an effort. Like, sometimes I'm quite... I'll post a couple of times a day and I'm quite on it, but other times I'm like, I don't want to post, and I feel like if it's not organic, it's weird. But then equally, the less you're on it, the less interaction you get.
Exactly.
So you've got, you know, social media is not.
And there's so many weird like rules and just things that I don't understand, especially TikTok. I know TikTok is booming right now, and I don't get it. It's too much. I mean, I like doing it, but I just feel like I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. I should do TikTok. My friend is really good on it. She's really funny. And it's the...
Yeah.
I've got too much else going on to sit there and think, oh, what should I do on TikTok today? But that's the point, actually. I should probably get on TikTok.
It's just
another thing, isn't it?
It is.
But then I suppose, do you get your clients to send you videos or whatever of themselves in the wigs?
Yeah, so I have a pretty big number of models, so I just kind of go through TikTok or Instagram, and then just influencers, basically. They just hit me up, or I hit them up, and they're like, you know, do you want me to make a TikTok wearing your wig, and then I'll just post that on our TikTok.
Yeah.
So that's easy enough.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
So when you, going back to the beginning a bit more, when did you decide that you wanted to start making them yourselves? Because obviously you were sourcing, you wanted to source good quality ones. Where do you get them from?
That's so long ago now. I remember what happened. So I started off on Depop. I've got my own website as well now.
Yeah.
Okay. And I used to literally just drop ship. It was really bad, but that's how I started out. So I would just order them from eBay and just get them sent directly to the customer. That was like way back when I had like one order a week.
And then
I think Depop introduced this new rule where you weren't allowed to do that. So then I got them sent to my home, and I would send them from my home to the customer. But then when I had them,
Did you change up the packaging and stuff and make it look a bit nicer?
I think that's kind of the first thing. But then very quickly, I would see the wigs and I'd be like, oh, I just like to, you know, cut the bangs a little bit, or like just add some color to it. And I just felt like I just got really creative and really excited. So that's kind of when it all happened really quick.
So how did you learn?
Google, YouTube. YouTube is great. Everything's YouTube on YouTube. YouTube is amazing. YouTube.
Anytime I need to do anything, I'm YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is just, saved my life, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly. And just a lot of experimenting, really, yeah.
And how long did it take you to master it? Was it quite quick?
Yeah, I still feel like I haven't, like, completely mastered it though, because I feel like I can always do better. But to get to like a decent level, probably it did take me a while, probably about a year. Like practicing every single day.
So have you got like a what's the word, like a certain look that's your kind of thing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Everything? Yeah, I try to do everything, but I guess my main audience is kind of alternative, like kind of like the gothy, sort of soft grunge kind of style. Yeah. A lot of people are alternative kind of, which is, I can relate to that, because when I was a teenager, I was like the biggest emo ever. Like, everyone's emo. It was amazing. So I feel like this is like the new generation of emo. Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but
no, I get that. I think my eldest daughter would be very into what you're doing.
Oh,
because she's
so
all
sweet.
About hair. She's cut all her hair off now. She had the most amazing long hair that was really thick, but it was like she had too much hair. And she always wanted to get it cut, but I was like, no, there's no way. It's like hair you dream of. But then eventually I was like, no, it is a bit much. So she grew it and then cut it off and donated it.
Oh, that's lovely.
And she had it quite short, but then she was like, I just want to shave it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right then. Because I think
a lot of
that
people
point,
do.
I'd just be like, do you know what? I wanted her to do it so then it got out of her head. Because Lola's very much, she's like a dog with a thing in its mouth. Like, once she gets hold of something, she won't let it go. And I think she'd worn me down so much, and I thought, well, at least if she just does it and sees what it's like, and then
gets
she can
out of
get
her
over
system.
It and move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she shaved her head, and to be fair, it looked good.
Oh.
But now she's growing it out, and now she wants really long hair again, which is like, I knew you'd want that, because she has just got the nicest hair. But then also, it's really heavy. Mm. Like, I don't have hair because I just get hot. And always did all the time to tie it up, because I just sweat so much.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, I think she'd probably be quite like to play around with wigs.
Oh,
and
that's
cool,
so
is
nice.
It that we can now. Everything's so easy, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's the good thing about wigs, is that because I used to like bleach my hair, like ruin my hair. My hair was like down here. I'd bleach it, and it was so dry. And now, you don't have to do that. You can just wear a wig. And so many people have like 5 different colored wigs, and they can just choose. And it's so easy. You can just put it on. It's so easy to put on. And it's take it off if you feel like it. And I think it's...
So with your wigs, what's the cap? Is it called a cap?
Yeah.
It sits on your head. What's that made out of?
It's, I think, made out of polyester.
Okay.
It's, but it depends, again, because there's a lot of different caps. So you've
Do
got,
you
I don't
have...
know if you...
No, go on, carry on.
Are you sure?
In a minute. Yeah.
So there's different, I don't know if you've heard of lace front wigs, mm-hmm. where you get like the, like this sort of transparent thing at the front, and then you sort of, you cut it off, you glue it to your head, and it looks super realistic. So there's that. I mean, there's so many different
do you have
types.
Different categories of wigs? Like, do you just have one wig that you work with, and your new, or do you... So is there like a different scale of how much things cost kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I try to... So I basically, I do commissions, which that can vary from £20 to, I mean, however much, because it just depends on like the
wigs
cut
can be
you want.
Well expensive, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you get proper...
Like real hair wigs, easily a couple of grand. Yeah. Easily, yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever worked with one of those?
No, but I want to. It's just scary, isn't it? Because having to source the hair would be so expensive. And if it flops, I've got all that hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's scary.
I could get Lola to grow her hair again. And then you can have
that deal. I'll give her a couple
of
wigs.
You could pay kids, couldn't you, to grow their hair any longer then? But yeah, well, I guess... You wouldn't be able to have that to practice on, would you? You'd have to know what you were doing and then...
Exactly, yeah. But yeah. I think I could probably do it now because I kind of know what to do. But it is, like, scary, isn't it? Because you don't want to ruin it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so how many do people usually buy? Like, is there a range that people usually go for and it's only a few people that go for the more expensive ones or...
Yeah, so the more expensive ones, the lace fronts, I only started doing those a couple of months ago. Again, I was just so scared they wouldn't do well, but they do pretty well. But there's a couple ones that just sell really well all the time, and that's mainly like blonde, brown, just plain colours actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is quite funny because a lot of my customers are cosplayers, but... I guess they're just good for, like, everyday wear.
Hi!
Oh, my God, I was like, what?
Do you wanna... Why are you waving at me? Hello! He can't hear me, can he? Oh my God, that cat's like my cat.
Amy, are you looking after my lovely lady? Are you looking after her?
I am. Has James got a wig?
Leave?
Hello?
You got a wig?
Have I got a wig?
Yeah, do you want to put one on?
I can do that. What should I do?
Yeah, grab that one.
This one?
Yeah. This is one I made.
What
I
about, could you
made.
Shave the cats and make wigs out of the cat's hair at all? That would be cost effective.
Out of their whiskers.
Do I look good?
Oh, yes.
Stunning.
Oh, I like that.
I feel good.
It's like dusky pink.
It's good, isn't it?
I feel
that
sexy, I can't
good.
Lie.
Yeah.
You look good.
I feel like Crafty would look good in this as well.
Yeah.
He'd look good in any wig. That's
really
nice.
Absolutely.
See, that looks like it's really nice quality and not like you'd be able to brush it. Not like the
And then loads. Yeah. I just want them to like not be so shiny or like very like sheddy. That's not good. Yeah.
How long do they last for?
I guess it depends on how often you wear them. Because I know a lot of people wear them every day. But I've had people wearing them like almost every day for a year and it was still completely fine. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. It really is amazing, yeah. Makes
and
me
can
very
you,
proud.
Like, clap them and
Do
all the things that you would usually do. How do you wash them?
So you can't actually use shampoo on them because it's not hair, it's not real hair.
Yes.
So a lot of people do make that mistake. Because they just don't, I mean, I guess they know it's not real hair, but they just don't realise that you can't use shampoo on them. So I usually just put them in a sink with cold water. Then I add a little bit of washing up liquid. And I just let them sit for about 5 minutes. And then I just leave them to dry naturally. And then they're all fresh again. So I think that's really important to, you know, wash it, like, every... Especially if you've gone to a festival or something and it's a bit smelly and it's just good to do that, yeah.
Oh, wow. I was going to... And how do you colour them then?
Different,
you
again...
You don't use hair colour?
Yeah, so there's... Yeah, you can't use normal, like, box dye for... If it's made for human hair, you can't use it. It just won't stick. It'll just come off straight away. But there is hair dye for synthetic hair. You can use Sharpies. There's so many things, like dye for clothes. You can use that. Yeah. I mean, there's so many things you can use.
But then does that then last when it washes?
Yeah.
Because of, yeah... That's amazing.
Yeah, you can use like protective sprays to, because you don't want them going out in the rain and then everything just kind of like starts running. That would be really bad. So,
so have you always had crazy hair from when you were
younger? Not anymore. Like I said, I'm too old now. So
you're not old. You're so old.
I feel it.
It's because you work so much and stay up so late.
Oh yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah, I used to have, like in my teenage years, I would dye my hair all the time. I had, like, brown, long hair, like, a white fringe, and, like, pink sort of strands, and just, like, crazy. And I'd bleach my hair a lot. It was really bad. Yeah. I'm a natural blonde as well. But, yeah, it's terrible. It doesn't look good on me at all. I've been dyeing my hair this exact color for probably... Six years now, seven years.
I thought that was your natural colour.
No. And my eyebrows are naturally really dark.
Okay, so
it's
super
old.
Okay,
no,
so,
well, they're tattooed, but my my natural eyebrows are that dark, which is very weird. But
wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because I obviously bleach my hair, but because it's so short, it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I couldn't have long bleached hair because it's just like chewing gum, isn't it?
Oh, it's, yeah. Yeah, especially if you had dark hair and then you bleach it.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I can't believe you cut. I'm shocked by that. I thought you were naturally...
Everyone says brown. That. Yeah. Everyone says that. I think blonde just doesn't... It just doesn't suit me. So... But I do have to dye my hair a lot because I get a lot of, like...
Well, yeah,
like
that's
really
the
light
thing,
roots and then... Yeah. Yeah.
Do you do it yourself, though?
Yeah, because I have to do it every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just looks a bit funny.
That's my sister, who probably, well, she dries her hair. She's dark, but she's getting a bit greyer now. My friend said to her, you're either going to have to start getting it done every 3 weeks, because I think she gets it done every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Or get, like, one of those pens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Pretty touch-up. I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it, where you're fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so expensive, though, if you have to get it done. I mean, if you do it yourself, it's all right. But if you
she's, like, our best friend. So she does it at a much discounted rate to what we'd pay if we had to go to the salon to get it done. I mean...
Oh, good.
I wouldn't... I don't know... Well, I suppose I would still get it done, but it cost a fortune getting my hair done every 6 weeks.
Oh, God, yeah.
But, yeah, it does... Luckily, she doesn't have to pay... salon prices, but
that's all right,
it's
then.
Really expensive hair care.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So do you go away with James a lot, or can't you because you're working?
I mean, I used to all the time and I loved it, but then obviously when I started Hazel Wigs I couldn't really, and then we got the cats and I just can't really be apart from them for too long. And we're getting a puppy soon, so I'll never be able to go away.
Oh my God, what are you getting? Do you know what you're getting?
A golden retriever puppy.
Oh my God. My youngest daughter Juno is obsessed with golden retrievers. They want a dog desperately, but she just wants a golden retriever. That's every time I do this, because I add my shopping list to Alexa, and every time I look at it, there's a golden retriever on there.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't love them? They are
so
if
you
amazing.
Want a kid as well, I can send her to come and live with you, and you can...
Yeah, sounds good.
You can have a dog and a kid.
We need to practice, you know, so...
Oh, that's really exciting. When are you going to get it?
So we were in contact with a family about 15 minutes away whose dog was pregnant. Really amazing family. Been there. They had 6 golden retrievers. They were so lovely. They liked us as well. And then actually a couple of days ago, I think 5 days ago, her dog gave birth and 6 puppies died.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah,
does
really awful. I know usually pups do die, but I don't think it. Yeah, I think usually about 30%, 20% of the litter passes away. Yeah,
wow.
It's really bad. But she scanned for 11, so it was still quite a lot. And unfortunately, we couldn't. There were so many families she spoke to, so she had to.
Yeah.
You know, so unfortunately, but she gave me a different address. And the people there, their dog is pregnant and is giving birth in a week. And I've already spoke to her and we got on really well. She likes my wigs. so that's good. And yeah, we're just hoping for good news. And if that doesn't work out, then I've got another backup breeder in the Netherlands. But I have to fly over,
oh,
so
wow.
It's a bit annoying. But I would. I totally would.
Yeah.
We've been wanting this for so long now. And I think, you know, I was at uni... So I just couldn't, and James was away a lot, so I just couldn't do that to a dog.
Yeah.
But now I'm home every single day. I'm always home. We actually look after a puppy at the moment. We've got him like 3 times a week. He's
Aww.
Like a golden retriever mix, super cute. So yeah, it's good.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
Oh, so excited
about that. I had no idea that. But I mean, I suppose if they do have a litter of that size, it's understandable that some might not make it.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. They get big litters, golden retrievers.
Yeah.
I think I've read somewhere that the biggest litter was like 32 or something.
Jesus
Imagine giving birth
Christ.
To 32 puppies.
Imagine feeding them after.
Oh God, yeah.
Mind you, dog prices have gone crazy, haven't they? So they're sitting on a fucking gold mine, aren't they? If they can have 32 puppies...
Yeah,
Jesus.
But yeah, just imagine thinking you're going to get 11 and then you end up with 5.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
pretty
that's
bad, like financially as well. But yeah, it must be really awful for them.
But
I felt really bad.
I think if they're good breeders, they're like, they're their dogs, aren't they?
Mm.
So it's, obviously it's upsetting, but I don't think, I mean, obviously the money's a bonus, but it's hard bloody work. Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know, because I
want to do that.
Yeah. I know they're amazing breeders because, I find it really important to go to a good breeder. So I only went to breeders that were recommended by friends or a really good reputation. And I know people say adopt, don't shop. And I completely agree. All my cats are rescues. But I can't adopt a dog with behavioural issues and, you know, take a risk that they attack my cats or whatever. And so, yeah, that's why we decided to buy one. But we did want it to be a really good breeder. So luckily, the ones we got now, they're amazing. I know the ones that we're speaking to now, they only let their dogs have 2 litters in their entire life.
Oh, wow.
Just because it's a lot better for them. And they're just really good and they love their dogs, which is like the most important thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh, I'll keep everything crossed that this one works out.
Oh, please. Yeah.
So when
let's hope so.
She's giving birth next week.
On the 30th, so just over a week.
Okay.
And she said she'd call me right away, so...
Do you want a boy or girl, or don't you care?
We said a boy, but I actually think... Because boys, they just grow so big. They're huge. Girls are a little bit smaller. The only reason we said a boy is because we were a bit anxious about periods in dogs.
Yes.
Because we didn't really know how bad it... Like, I thought it was every month, like, with us.
Yeah.
But apparently it's only, like, twice a year and it's not too crazy.
Do they have periods once they're done? If you were going to get her done, would they then have periods? It's just when they're...
Yeah, I think you can't really get them done until they're a year old. But I think, I don't really remember why, but for some reason they don't recommend getting them done. I think it has something to do with...
I think it's good for them to have a cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but I don't mind. I mean, if it's only twice a year, then that's easy.
Yeah, so. My friend, she's got 2 female dogs, and they have... it's not too bad. I think she puts nappies on them.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it lasts for too long. But she just can't take them out. Well, they're in season.
Oh, really?
Because, well,
so like a trail of blood.
Yeah.
Oh,
the other dogs.
Oh, yeah, no, I get that. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, of course.
But you'll find out about all this stuff, won't you?
Yeah, I've done so much research. We've wanted a golden retriever for, like, 5 years now. And now, finally, we're able to get one. It's so exciting. But, yeah, I don't really mind. I think there's, I mean, a boy or a girl. It's an amazing breed, so it doesn't really matter. They're all amazing and, yeah, just can't wait.
I think, because we are going to get a dog, I just need to sort my life out first, well, within reason. But I think I'd like a boy only because we're all girls. So I'd like to just have, you know, a boy. But to be fair, I don't really care.
Yeah, boy cats are nicer, I think. Gizmo's a girl cat and she's just a nightmare. Yeah, but I love her.
Yeah. Mm.
What kind of dog are you looking to get?
Well, I mean, ideally, I'd like a golden retriever, but I don't. Aww. I don't know. I don't like little dogs.
So it's same.
As long as it's not a little dog. I like bigger dogs, but then I don't want. Yeah. We were gonna at Christmas. My niece's boyfriend's sister works at a dog shelter, and they found a mastiff puppy on Christmas Day, and I didn't know what a mastiff was. No. At the time, I was like, we'll have her. she kept sending all these videos and photos, and she was just the cutest little thing. But then I told a couple of people, and they were like, mastiffs are massive. And they're like, and I started looking into it, and I found out that it would probably be heavier than me. And I was like, I can't really do that. I can't really have be in charge of a dog that could potentially pull me across.
Exactly. You know,
never having had a dog before, as well. Yeah. I passed my place.
And when you have kids,
I was just like, no. So we didn't get her, but I couldn't have had her anyway because she was only going to be put with a family who had experience.
Yeah, and children, I get that.
Over a certain age as well, where, you know, so that wasn't going to happen anyway. But I don't really mind what the dog is, just not a little dog.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I think labs and golden retrievers are amazing family dogs. So, and they're good size if you like bigger dogs.
Yes, yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. But we'll see. But the girls are just... We had my friends... Well, my godson's just got a cane courser. Do you know what that is?
No idea.
They're kind of like a mastiff, but they're not as big. But his friend had him and realised that he couldn't look after him, so my godson's taking him, and he's just like this grey velvet colour with these bright blue eyes. He's the most beautiful dog, but we saw him on Monday, and he's 12 weeks old, and he's already bigger than my friend's cockapoo.
Oh my God.
His paws are just like, I mean, he's going to be massive. I mean, my godson's quite a lump, so he'll be all right, but he's beautiful, and my daughters both just fell in love with him. So then since then, we've just been like, can we just please get a dog? And I'm like, it's funny, isn't it? Because if he did turn around and say, actually, I can't look after it either, I'd be like, all right, we'll have it.
You just fell in love with it, and that's just how it goes sometimes.
And I do think it's because I'm not going to have any more children, but I don't want another baby because they're hard work, and I'm over that now.
Oh,
but
God,
I still do
yeah.
feel like you have something that's a bit like, but I want to look after something else.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Get a dog.
I'm like, I don't really want a kid, but I'll have a dog. And then maybe eventually, at one point, we'll have a baby, but
you can practice
a human
with
baby.
The dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think kids are a bit easier because they do learn eventually and they do wipe their own bums.
Yeah, I've literally heard people say it was harder for them to raise a puppy than their kid, so...
So you'll be fine.
I'll be good, it'll be easy.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on to talk to me all about your
thank you.
Business and doggies. And please let me know how you get on.
Yeah, no, I will.
Pictures of the pup.
Oh, yeah. You'll get puppy spam.
How do people find you?
You mean the wigs?
Yeah.
I think Instagram is probably one of the biggest... things. I do a lot of promoting on there. It's a good question, actually.
Do you still sell on Depop?
Yeah, I do, but it's mainly through my website now.
Oh, okay,
I think most people. But Depop was really good for giving me an audience.
Yeah.
And then I slowly, as I had my audience, I was like, okay, I'm kind of sick of them taking a cut. So then I moved to my own website.
How
I'm still
do
on
they
Depop.
Take? Is it like 20%?
It's not too bad. They take 10, and then there's like a PayPal fee, transaction fee on top of that.
But then I suppose at least they deal with that. Initially, it's quite handy just to have that.
Yeah. At first, it's amazing, and I don't blame them at all for, you know, taking their cut. Yeah. They should. Because they've given me that audience, and I'm super grateful for it. But I think now that I have my audience, that's kind of, I think half a year ago, I started my website, and it's just done really well. Because people know about me now, so.
Yeah. Who do you do your website with?
Shopify.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is amazing as well, because they kind of just do everything for you.
Yeah.
They take a very small cut, I think 2% of sales or something.
Oh, wow.
And
is that
just
it?
Do
you
everything.
Don't pay for it. They just take 2% of your sales.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I think there's like a yearly fee, but it's like nothing.
Yeah.
And then they just take a tiny, tiny cut, which is completely fine by me.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Thank you very much. So anyway, well, I'll post links for everything.
Okay.
Anyway, so people will be able to find you off of there. But thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. That was great. Right. I'll let you know about the puppies.
Yeah, let me know about the puppies. Wait there. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So that just goes to show, doesn't it, that you can start a little business selling a few things, and the next thing you're within the top 100 sellers on Depop. I mean, that's amazing. But yeah, check out Hazel Wigs, they're on Instagram. Check out my other episodes. If this is your first time, hi. Check out my other episodes. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please share the podcast.
Work.
And if you have any guest suggestions, please get in touch.
Work.
And I'll see you next week. Big love to you. Bye bye.
Work.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.